And I would say this, it would be incredibly offensive to me, and I think it should be offensive to anybody in the African-American community, to be seen as a voting bloc that only cares about handouts. You know, if I could, I wanted to read something that I stumbled across a few years ago, a quote from FDR. And now this was back in 1935, and FDR was addressing the nation, and he was talking about the New Deal, talking about, you know, all these expansive programs where he was going to help kind of turn around the immense poverty that was experienced by so many in this country. And this is what he said in addressing the State of the Union address. He said, "The lessons of history confirm," this is 1935, "the lessons of history confirmed by the evidence immediately before me show conclusively that continued dependence upon relief induces a spiritual and moral disintegration fundamentally destructive to the national fiber. To dole out relief in this way is to administer a narcotic, a subtle destroyer of the human spirit." How do you say that in 1935, and then we will continue on for decades where you have one political party who's trying to dole out that narcotic, and not only are they doling out that narcotic, but they are using that as their party's platform. I mean, you've got Joe Biden saying they want to put you in chains when you have another party. And listen, and I'm not talking about allegiance to parties. I'm talking about allegiance to Christ, and I'm talking about understanding that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. In the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, when he created Adam first, he put him in the garden to work it and tend it. And Bill, that was before the fall. So work wasn't a punishment. In fact, it came from the understanding that God knows how we're made, that we must do something with our hands. So when you have a party that rails against that and tells you for decades and generations what you can't do, what you're not fit to do, it is the epitome of the plantation master that will not go away, and we have got to address that. Now we have a candidate who is actually running for president who says, yes, not only will it go on forever, but we're going to expand it. We're not going to talk price tags. We're just going to talk, you know. And I want to say this too, Bill, because I want to make sure to give glory to God. I believe that my outcome in life would be the same as a lot of people I grew up with if it were not for Jesus Christ, if it were not for the grace of God. And my mother saying to us that there was nothing that anyone owed us, that we had been given the same opportunities and the same ability by God to do great things for Jesus. And that has been our aim. And as a result of that, we have been blessed in this country that we live in. But our first and foremost aim, always instilled in us by our mom, was to glorify God.